Thank you for joining me on the Adams Hub podcast, where we connect you with everything business. I'm Cassandra Butterfield, your host. Today, I'm interviewing Devin Sizemore. He is the owner of Devin Sizemore Consulting and co-owner of Enchanted Cat Cafe. Devin's passion is everything business and in having a positive impact with the individuals and companies he works with. Over the last decade, he has owned a variety of companies and managed the area for a national PEO. He has worked with over 400 businesses on sales, marketing, systems and processes, and much more. Devin is heavily involved in the community. He is a member, partner, or sponsor with many of the business and networking organizations in town. Let's jump right into the interview and learn what has made Devin so successful. Devin, thank you for joining us at Adams Hub. How are you today?
Wonderful. Glad to be here, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about your consulting business, your background as a business owner. So tell us a little bit, how did you get into consulting, and what drew you to the world of business?
Yeah, I think I've been drawn to business my whole life. I am a serial entrepreneur. I was an entrepreneur as a kid. I love to use the dog poop analogy, right? Like, I would go pick up dog poop, and the neighbors would pay me. I would tutor people to get paid. I had a camera and would take photos to get paid. I would paint numbers on the curb and, you know, charge people for that. So I've always loved entrepreneurship. And in college, I got lucky to work at a marketing and SEO firm. And that showed me, hey, I can take this journalism and English degree and impact businesses. And then that was kind of the door opening to working in business. When I graduated college, I started my own marketing agency, bought another agency, sold that agency, and then consulting was born. From there, because clients called and said, hey, I miss the conversations we were having. In the marketing world, you can drive a lot of leads, right? You can get exposure, you can rank on page one of Google. But if you don't know what to do with the leads coming in, then the marketing doesn't matter. And that's kind of what pushed me into this idea of, hey, I need to help businesses take a client all the way from first touch through the client lifecycle. And that includes systems and processes and all of those things. And then I've just become a student of the game since then, and then I've done a lot of my own other businesses in the meantime.
Amazing. So we talk a lot about entrepreneurs here at Adams Hub. That's kind of our main deal, right? Helping small businesses and entrepreneurs. What do you think is one of the biggest struggles of being an entrepreneur, and how have you overcame that struggle?
Yeah, for sure. I think entrepreneurship is a mentality thing first and foremost, right? I like to talk about people failing for the M's, right? A lot of people fail because of money. So you need to either be well-funded or good at sales, one or the other. If you're not good at sales, the well-funded will only last so long.
Yeah.
Motivation. So I feel like if you don't have the right why when you're getting into business, you're not going to withstand the things that come your way. Momentum. Momentum's tricky because as a small business, when you get out there and you put your flag or your banner out and you say, hey, this is what I'm doing, people may come running, which is great. And then you have to fulfill the services or sell the product and you get momentum. But momentum can cause you to stop because you want to regroup and service the accounts you sold. But that stopping motion kills businesses. So money, motivation, momentum, and then mentorship would be the fourth M. So you can't know everything. I'm stubborn as heck. And it took years to understand, like, I need to seek mentorship, right? I need someone that I can call and say, hey, here's the challenge. What do I do with it? And so I think that's another thing with entrepreneurship is like, hey, you don't need to be an expert. You need to be good at what you do. And then you need to surround yourself with people who know what they're doing. So if you're going to get into business or if you're looking at being an entrepreneur, look at the four M's and make sure that you have a plan for each.
That's good. And that kind of leads into my next question, which is, what do you think has made you so successful as a business owner and also consulting other businesses? Because that's not an easy job.
Yeah, that's a good question. Luck? No.
Hey, that's an answer.
No, I mean, the quote of, you know, the harder I work, the luckier I get. So, I mean, first and foremost, you're going to work, right? I love the meme that talks about, you know, I'm going to quit my 9-to-5, 40-hour-a-week job so I can work 80 hours a week for myself. And, you know, entrepreneurship will do that to you. There are going to be times when you need to double down. And there's times when you can take breaks, right? You have control. You just need to understand what the break means, right? Like, if I stop working, what's that do? So I've always been a hard worker. I try to be others focused as much as I can. And because of that, it allows me to add value and get that in return, which is critical. And then when it comes to consulting, like, to be honest, I'm a little jaded with consultants, which is weird because I'm a consultant.
Right.
But I think there's a lot of consultants that are book smart, right? They've got a certification or some sort of degree or diploma or thing that says they can be a consultant, which is great and more power to them. I think they should go do it. However, if you're working with business clients and they come across something that your certification doesn't qualify you to navigate, then you're stuck and your client's stuck. So in the marketing world, I had over 400 clients we worked with, from small realtors to, you know, Fortune 1000 companies, and international, national, local. We went after a vertical. So I have exposure to a lot of different industries. And what that's allowed me to do is be empathetic when talking to business owners. Like, hey, I understand you can't make payroll this week. Here's the 11 options. 10 of them are okay. One of them is horrible. But we're going to have to just start down the list, because if you're a new business and can't get funding, if you're, you know, like, what's the situation? How do we navigate it? And then how do we navigate the emotions that come with all those decisions? Because that's the part that will cripple the business. So kind of a long-winded answer, but yeah, all those things.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk a lot about sales and money. What would you say to a business owner that doesn't think they're in sales? Because I'm sure you run into some of this, right? As entrepreneurs and business owners, well, I'm not in sales, right?
Yeah,
what would you say to that?
For sure. So there's two answers I love to talk about with this one. So one, if you're an employee, you're in sales. Yeah. Because if you want to get a raise, that is sales. You have to sell yourself to your employer to get more money. As a business owner, you're selling all day, every day, right? You're selling yourself, your brand, your image, you're selling your product, your service. What I find is people who think they're not good at sales tend to be the best salespeople, because they're compassionate and all they care about is their product or service, and that shows, and then that's what sells. I think people who claim to be phenomenal salespeople tend to be the worst, because they're the used car salesperson you see and you're in that meeting and they try to close you 9 times without knowing what you want, need. There's no future conversation. It's very in the moment. So if you think you're not good at sales, you probably are. And you just have to change your perspective to what selling is. And at the end of the day, it's a skill set everyone needs, because like I said, if you're an employee, you're going to make more money. And if you're in business, you have to make money. So,
yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about referrals real quick, because you talk a lot about how important referrals are. What's one of your main tricks to making sure you get those referrals?
For sure. I know we'll talk about the presentation here in a second, but so we just rebranded Devin Sizemore Consulting to Your Referral Partner. Okay. So it legitimately fits your question.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've had 6 brands in the consulting world, and it's been a journey, and people will even joke about, like, what email address are you using today? And it's like, yes, there's a new one. I'm sorry for everybody. But the reason is we found the lane. We found the place that we belong and where I think we can add the most value.
Which is so important.
And you have to, right? And there's been seasons, right? Every brand has had a season that fit what I was trying to accomplish and who we were working with. But I think that the referral part right now, that has always been the core. So at the core, I just want to help people as often and as fast as I can. So in a relationship, I try to ask a ton of questions. It's the journalist in me, right? I am innately curious about you. What do you do? What's your background? Where are you going? And what's in your way? And if I can help you, I'm going to help you. And that may not be my product or service. That may be a connection I can give you. That might be a product or resource. It might be a book, right? Maybe we're in a meeting and you mention a struggle and I just happen to have a reference to a book that could be valuable to you. All of those things add value. If I add enough value, I like to think of the IOU bank, right? I have a lot of IOUs out there, and at some point they're going to be cashed, right? And if I stick to that process and don't try to sell and truly just add value, it will reciprocate and I will grow my product, service, business, whatever I'm promoting at that time.
So as if you aren't doing enough with consulting and rebranding, you also have another business. Let's talk a little bit about that. So the Enchanted Cat Cafe. What is that? What does that mean?
Yeah, so Enchanted Cat Cafe is awesome. We're really excited. We opened January 1st of this year, so still a startup business. Thank
yes.
you. And, you know, the concept is threefold. So we are just a coffee shop. We're located in South Reno off Double R Boulevard. I like to let people know that first, like you can come in for coffee. We have Blind Dog Coffee. Our teas are from Glory Cloud. We partner with Mother of Macros for our food. We have Rounds Bakery for some food, Kimmy Candy. So we're really trying to support the community. The second thing we have is events. We have an event space upstairs. So like last night, Big Brothers Big Sisters did a match event there, which was super awesome and cool to see. Eddie House came by yesterday and spent time in the cat lounge, which is the third part of the business. So yes, we have actual cats. They are separated into the cat lounge. The cat lounge is a pay by hour experience, just like going to the trampoline park. And you can come hang out with our kitties. Most of them are up for adoption. We do have 7 permanent cats. So every time you come, you can kind of build a relationship with them and get to know them. And yeah, that's the business. We have some retail as well. So if you're a cat lover and looking for something for a cat lover, we have tons of fun cat items.
And why do you think it's important to have that threefold business model, as you were saying?
Yeah, so the cat cafe industry is interesting. And this is how I look at most industries. I love to do the research. So we went and visited some cafes. I did a ton of research on what they look like, their footprint, their market, what they're doing, what their design looks like. And I always want to look for what could we do different and what could we do that they're already doing phenomenal, right? And I think every cat cafe does the cat lounge portion of the business phenomenally. Right. And what's missing though is if that goes sideways, which we can talk about, it did the last 2 weeks. We definitely took a hit in that side of the business. You need to prop yourself up.
No, unpredictable.
And so the meeting side allows us to have the cafe and stay open. The event side allows us to do pop-ups and crazy pop-ups, right? So like Saturday, we're doing a snake experience with a reptile company that breeds pythons, and you can come and get educated on snakes, take photos with them. And so we're able to be a community asset, and that's why our tagline is cats and connections. So we really want to make sure we're a resource for the community. And if you're a cat lover, obviously we're a resource for you.
I think it's a fabulous idea, and I love the threefold, right? And supporting the community. And I know that's a lot of what you want to do, and what you are doing currently is supporting the community and making a space for other community members to come as well, which I think is amazing. So kudos to you. So you are doing a hub talk here on June 16th. That's adding value one connection at a time. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means and what they can expect coming to the hub talk?
Yeah, 100%. So that fully fits into everything we just talked about. So the presentation is going to be about this idea that if you start focusing on others, you'll hit all of your goals, whether that's personal or professional. And it's the whole idea of giver's gain. It's the idea of being a servant leader. There's a lot of those things where it's about other people, and it removes emotion. It creates volume and momentum in your sales cycle. This presentation will be beneficial for individuals. It'll be beneficial for business owners. And my thought process is I want you to expand your thoughts around sales, what it means to build relationships, how you actually add value. And you need to stop limiting yourself when you're out there building relationships, because every single person that you touch on a daily basis can be valuable. And you have to stop narrowing the focus down so much that you miss all those opportunities. Yeah. And so we're going to share some cool stories about where value comes from, really interesting referrals and things that have happened over the years to kind of show that like inherent idea of, hey, if you just stick with it, this is what happens. And we have some recent ones that'll be fun too, because this week a couple of those have shown up. And so yeah, we'll talk about some recent ideas and things that are working.
Well, I know we're really excited to have that Adams Hub, so thank you so much for joining in our Hub Talks. So if someone's listening and they're interested in learning more about you, or maybe coming to the Cat Cafe, or maybe interested in some consulting, where do they go to find more information?
Yeah, great question. I always just tell people, if you just Google Devin Sizemore Reno, so D-E-V-I-N, Sizemore is just Size and More, I'm pretty easy to find. Enchanted Cat Cafe, the website's just enchantedcatcafe.com. And then for consulting, we just rebranded. So devinsizemore.com will still go to my page, or it's yourreferralpartner.com.
Okay, well, great. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to give us some golden nuggets, and we'll see you back for Hub Talks.
For sure. So excited. Thanks for having me, and looking forward to the presentation.